Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Mills moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Mills steals third. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Hughes moves to second. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes bunts towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Whitehill covering. safe. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0-for-0 in the game. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Hughes moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball towards right field. Campbell fields the ball and throws to home. Hemsley drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hemsley. Hughes scores. Van Atta moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Whitehill moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. McQuillan moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Atta bunts for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Atta moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift is hit by the pitch. McQuillan moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuillan moves to third. Clift moves to second. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Clift moves to third. Bell moves to second. 2 outs. Mel Almada pinch hits for Tommy Heath. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.